AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court says former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died in Phoenix of complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. She was 93. When he ran for president, Ronald Reagan talked about appointments that have enormous symbolic significance.
And one way I intend to live up to that commitment is to appoint a woman to the United States Supreme Court.
And that woman, the first woman on the Supreme Court, was Sandra Day O'Connor in 1981.
Maybe you haven't noticed, but I think about 51 or 52% of the population are female. And I think they noticed.
O'Connor spoke there marking 30 years after her appointment. It had an impact on future justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I was driving home, turned on the news, and the news was,
oh, for heaven's sake,
Sandra Day,
yeah,
O'Connor. And I was about to cheer, but no one would hear me.
When she retired, Justice Clarence Thomas, a consistent conservative, called Sandra Day O'Connor an outstanding colleague, civil in dissent, and gracious when in the majority. There will be a third attempt today in the House to expel New York Republican George Santos. He maintains being accused of federal crimes does not warrant expulsion. Dan Goldman is a New York Republican.
This is as clear an example of right and wrong as the Congress ever faces. And that is what the question is.
Of the previous expulsions, three were for disloyalty to the Union during the Civil War, and two were for being convicted of crimes in federal court. A federal appeals court ruled lawsuits against former President Donald Trump brought by Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the Capitol riot can move forward. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening slightly lower on Wall Street as the market comes off its best month in more than a year. The S&P 500 was off 0.2% in the early going Friday. If the losses hold, the benchmark index could break a four-week winning streak. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.5%. Ulta Beauty soared 10% after reporting better-than-expected results for its latest quarter and raising its forecast. Dell sank almost 7% after reporting revenue that fell short of what Wall Street was expecting. Markets posted big gains in November as investors hope that the Federal Reserve is done raising interest rates in its fight against inflation. The Fed holds its next meeting to decide on rates later this month. Treasury yields held steady. Crude oil prices were flat. Seth Sutel, New York.
New rules from the Biden administration could make it harder for electric vehicles to qualify for a full $7,500 tax credit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.